everybody. We're back from break, and we got Brian. He's joined us. He's going to tell you who he's playing and why he's so awesome.
And my axe.
And my axe.
Okay. I am playing Ivan Brettdon. He is a human man. He is 31 years old. The youngest of 8 boys. He was born basically the runt of the litter, being slightly deformed. He stands with a hunch and walks with a limp. One leg is slightly shorter than the other. He is a runt because of his deformities, not because of his actual size. His total height is 6'5", but because he's hunched over, he only appears to be 5'11". He weighs about 220 pounds. He is a devout follower of Ulrich, and he believes he is on a mission to replace Uberstrike's Duke with the new Warrior King as chosen by Ulrich. And in his mind, he believes that to be
Errol Smith Cockleson,
whatever. And
go on.
That is where he comes from, the north, so he's on a venture to find him, where most followers of Ulrich are from. And he talks with a terrible, terrible Russian accent.
What does it sound like?
Very nice.
I speak in Russian, and I think I like... Oh, and he's a flagellant, and he loves whipping himself.
Just 50 Shades of Ulrich.
Ooh, that's sexy.
So, I'll describe this for you as you weren't here. So you guys have came into the fighting resting area, and it's got some like finger foods, like some berries and other things on a couple tables. It's got a nice warm fire in the center, a couple areas for you to bed, like to rest and stuff. A little training dummy if you want to like practice your strikes. A nice like sauna bath where you can add coals for steam if you want to relax. And the bottom right is a man who's kneeling. He's got long blonde hair that's braided in the back. The sides of his scalp is shaved. He's draped in a white over his shoulders, and he's kneeling down with his hands on his knees, just with his head down in silent prayer. And in front of him, the statue, the shrine of Ulrich, it's about 4 feet wide, circle. It's got like a little diorama of a wooden scene with a snow-covered rock on it, and there's a winter wolf in a howling position on top with his snout upturned towards the sky.
Go on. Well,
And so we broke up a fight, and we are back in. We are inside the arena now. Or are we in like?
This area is only for the fighters that are going to take place in the events. It's actually underneath the building. The gate at the bottom opens up into the fighting pits proper.
Okay. All right. Well, being the devout follower I am, I will go. Next, I'm guessing in this is the thing that I just moved next to?
That is correct, yes.
And I will remove my shirt, bearing my vastly scarred back, and I'm going to take my flail and somberly whipping myself close my eyes and bow before Ulrich, praying for a good battle. And a brutal victory.
So the three of you that are not doing this, you notice the man that's kneeling raise his head, looking at Ivan. But he does not say anything.
All right, can I say to the man... Do you not also wish to join in the, what are you doing? Like, What is this for Ulrich? Is it like a sacrifice?
It's basically like in the olden days, you would do this when you were kind of like atoning for your sins.
Okay.
He turns his head, kind of cocks at you. You see these bright blue eyes. Below, he's got the blonde goatee.
I do not wish to exhaust myself before battle.
Right, he seems to be our friend over here. He worships Ulrich devoutly. Are you not a devout follower of Ulrich?
I am. But Ulrich praises strength and victory. After I defeat these opponents, I will commit to my own repentance.
That sounds like you're doing French, Thief. Is that French?
I am not French.
There's no France.
Do you not trust that Ulrich will guide you if you whip yourself? A friend here seems quite certain that this will be the key to victory.
I applaud him. No. Ulrich does not bless you unless you can provide for yourself. I will show him my strength, and he will give me blessings after I have won. As a true follower of Ulrich knows, strength in battle is utmost important.
Ivan, is that true?
Each person celebrates their devoutness to Ulrich in different ways. There is no right or wrong, but this is the message that I have been spoken to by our Lord God.
My friend speaks true.
This is the way.
What is your name, friend?
Who's he talking to?
Yeah.
To you.
My name is Ivan Breton. I am from the north. And your name, sir?
My name is Reichard Gastelin Stark.
Gastelin Stark?
Gastelin Stark.
The fuck?
Do we recognize that name, Steve?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that you do.
I don't think you do.
He stands up. He's about 6 feet tall, and he holds his hand out towards you.
Toward me or to Ivan?
No, Ivan.
So I'm going to step, rise up, and I'm going to stand up straight so that I am not hunched over. And instead of doing like our normal, like grabbing hands, I'm going to grab the wrist like they did in the olden days.
Beautiful.
And it'd be well met.
He clasps you, and without letting go, he goes,
"Praise be to Ulrich.
Ulrich above all."
Tell me, what are your thoughts of our Winter Wolf God?
My thoughts are, there is no stronger, there is more noble. I will die for Ulrich, if that is how my destiny is labeled.
He kind of walks over, grabs a cup of water, and takes a swig, and he's like,
"I could not agree more.
For Ulrich!
For Ulrich! Teeth of the wolf! No more blessings to this false Sigma.
Sigma stole his crown. He does not deserve it.
He is not strong enough to lead.
And once the Winter Wolf is returned to prominence by our Young Key pointing to Errol. When he takes the crown, Ulrich will return to where he belongs as well.
He looks over at Errol and says,
"You also worship Ulrich?"
He is the chosen of Ulrich to be our new warrior king.
I guess you believe it true, so why don't you make an average charm test.
Remember, how do I do that again?
So, click on your icon.
Yep.
Double click.
And then it is under your skills, and it is a basic skill on the left.
Okay, hold on.
Woof, woof. Woof.
What am I doing? Charm?
Charm. Average. So you left click on it, and then a little dialogue box will pop up. Wow.
So baby.
He walks straight over to Errol and just grabs him, kind of looks at him. He grabs him by both shoulders and both of his hands, and then just brings him in for a hug.
Praise be to Ulrich. I have not seen such praise from followers in quite some time.
Praise be to Ulrich.
Yes, Ulrich
he tussles your hair like you would like a toddler.
Harold just accepts it.
Is this man like heavily muscled? Is he skinny? What are we looking at body type?
It's difficult to see like his actual musculature because he's wearing that like heavy wolfskin cloak over like another jacket underneath. Mm. But you can tell that from his build, like he's fairly stout.
Okay. And I'll be like, Ulrich came to me in a vision one night and stated
what did he
me
say?
That it is my mission to find the warrior king who will lead us to glory and bring him back to where he belongs.
Well, then you are blessed.
I will be blessed once I complete my mission. As of now, I am just doing the work that any devout Ulrichian would do.
I agree. Come after the fights. Seek me out. I may have more to discuss.
I will. And best of luck in battle, and I'll reach his hand out again.
He grabs it again in the same manner.
You as well.
By the fang of Ulrich.
Do you guys do the predator handshake?
Oh, yeah, let's do that instead.
Oh, absolutely. His shirt rips from all the muscles, and then he just did another one underneath it.
Nice. I don't think I don't know if I have sleeves, but if I did, they'd rip as well.
So at this time, you hear a voice coming through the gate to the fighting pit.
Mm-hmm.
Will Snorri, Jasper, Errol, Ivan, and Felix and his entourage please make your way to the fighting pits?
Who the fuck is Felix?
So you were here. He was that giant man that had the huge axe that they met when came in here. And you remember from when you first got here, he is who you agreed to fight. And you were told that around this time, which is about a quarter to 12,
mm-hmm.
that you were going to be asked to come out just to show a demonstration of your fighting skills.
Oh, boy.
Not against an opponent, just as like a...
like a flourish?
Yeah, like an assessment, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to take your characters quick. So the guard goes, that's inside, he opens up the gate, and he goes, well, good luck, fellas. I'm assuming you're all going to walk out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just move your characters to where it is.
Oh, Trump's winning right now.
Is he?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So you walk out and you see like the blood, there's a few blood spots around the sands, and it's hard packed sand. It's not loose, so you have good footing. And you see this circular rim, and it's already pretty full with people. Why don't you guys make a average perception check?
All of us?
Yeah, everybody.
Average perception.
Average perception.
Yeah.
Perception.
I'm a marginal failure.
Astounding failure.
Crit fail.
Wonderful. Nice.
Oh, yep, that is a crit fail.
I can't find perception.
It's under skills.
Basic skills.
On the left.
Basic skills. And it's alphabetical, so...
I can't see anything under gossip or haggle. It's the last thing I can. Oh, there we go. There's the bar, scroll bar.
Haggle?
I found it.
Jackal?
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 You said average?
Average. Okay. So everyone kind of walks out. You're just kind of focused on, you're taking in the scene, and it's a little too overwhelming to kind of notice what exactly is going on. So everyone's cheering. There's tons of people in the stands. You've never quite been the center of attention. But Jasper, as you kind of a little more reserved, you look around on this first ring that's what's shown on the map. You see your friend Ralph Gerstner in the stands, and he seems to be heavily intoxicated. Yeah. He's slurring his words, and he's barely able to sit still. And up on the third level of the balcony, there's almost nobody. It seems like that whole ring has been reserved almost. The only people there is that entourage that you saw come in with Osana and Helen Karstad Stanth. And then the second level, you see a man kind of jut out as, you know him as Wilhard, the guy who kind of is running the fight. And he speaks up and he says, I have no idea what his voice was, but I'm just going to make something up. He just reaches out and he's like, all right, now, while we wait for Felix, and his voice booms out, it easily echoes across the ring. Will each of you kindly make a demonstration of your skill? And as reminded, this is a bare-knuckle fight. I don't know why you came out here with all your weapons. Kindly show these people what they have to look forward to.
Okay, so I'm going to take off my whatever clothes. I'll keep my pants on, I guess. Place it to the ground and gently place my flail on top. And I'm going to, because I haven't stood up straight yet. I'm going to stand up straight. As I stand up, all my abs are going to like ripple and my obliques and everything. And I'll do like one of those shoulder where you like roll your shoulders and flex everything up. And then I'll just go into like throwing some jabs and hooks and with lightning quick speed.
Okay.
And then end with like a double bicep flex.
So let's see what would be an appropriate test for that. Why don't we do, since you got all like, why don't you do an average intimidate check? Kind of showing off your muscles.
God damn it.
Would you like to re-roll that?
Dark deal.
Do I need
or
deal
or fortune
do it.
Point?
I don't want to do fortune or the deal one. What's a fortune point? That's just a
they reset at the beginning of every session.
How do I move? Okay, I got it.
Yeah, if you right click on the test, it will actually you only have.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Yeah. So the whole crowd just kind of oohs and ahs. And they're like, ooh. Ah, you can see some of the women kind of start fanning themselves.
Right.
Snorri, what are you going to do?
I'm going to also throw out some jabs and uppercuts. I'll kind of axe to the side, and I'll just start doing like some jabs and uppercuts, and maybe do like a turnaround, like backhand thing, like a Conor McGregor style thing against Floyd Mayweather that caught him off guard. And I'll end a big uppercut, and yeah, I'll do that.
Why don't you make an average melee check?
Ooh, melee or basic melee?
Melee, because this would technically be melee brawling, but since you don't have melee brawling, it falls down to your just base weapon skill.
Gotcha. Hey, Marshall.
So you see something that, again, some people are like, oh man, it's tough. That's a strong, stunty little dwarf. You hear a whole bunch of stuff going on.
No.
It's at this point, Wilhard holds his hands up. He talks, where is Felix? And he points at one of his guards. Go find them! And then he rolls his hand like an order, like a gesture for you to keep going. Errol, what are you going to do?
So Errol kind of sees Ivan and Snorri, like, showing off and knows he can't really do that. So, he's going to... He kind of looks down for a moment and, like, braces himself, and then he, like, looks up and puts on this big smile and starts, like, waving to the crowd. And, like, putting on a show, and he's just like, hello! Like, yelling out to everyone and kind of, like, running over to the wall and, like, slapping people's hands and stuff.
All right. Why don't you make a... do you have a form of entertain?
I do have entertain, actually.
So why don't you do... Why don't you make the average entertain check?
The fuck? Oh, there it is.
Nice. So people are fucking, they're into it. People are almost falling into the pit trying to slap your hand. They're hooting and hollering like as if you're, you know, like a celebrity at a concert.
Yeah, baby.
Amazing.
And lastly, Mr. Priestman.
Was the son of a priest, man.
Well, I'll just kind of walk around the outside,
sorry,
like go into the crowd, and I'll say, Verena, bless you all. And I'll make some like hand signal.
Blow kisses?
Blow kisses? No.
Oh, come on. Could have totally blown kisses.
But I'll just say, Verena, bless you all. And I'll make like hand gestures and the symbol of Verena as I walk around.
Wait, Brett.
What is the symbol of Verena?
Ooh. I don't know.
Yeah, he'd be blowing kisses.
Why don't you make a average leadership check?
Average. Marginal.
So you see a few people kind of make the symbol of Verena back at you. And you hear a few mutter, and someone yells out. He's like,
"Justice will prevail. Who is stronger in the fight? Verena watches over everyone."
Ooh.
I'll say, "Yes, that is true, my child. I hope you enjoy the fight."
It's at this point that guard returns, and you see him go up to Wilhard and whisper something in his ears.
Uh-oh.
Then Wilhard walks over to the edge of the balcony, puts his hands out for quiet. The whole stadium kind of gradually falls to a silence.
I'm worried.
And he says, well, I'm terribly sorry, everyone. It seems this first match will need to be canceled.
What?
Our other participants, it seems they have contracted a terrible, what the fuck's the word I'm looking for? Situation of the galloping trots. They're stuck in the latrine.
Is it the Rona?
It's the Rona. I am terribly sorry, everyone. No refunds.
Huh.
And
gotcha.
Immediately, from the third stands, you hear a voice.
Preposterous!
And then you see the man in very rich garb, dark blue garb, stand up and walk over.
Uh-oh. I came to see some fighting today. I intend to. Now, it's my opinion here. Now, where did they get this stomach flu from?
And Wilhard kind of responds a little sheepishly. Yes, sir. Well, they got it from Oda Stumbletoe's pie cart. And he's like,
Well, seeing as this pie maker has robbed us of some good competition.
Then it seems that the pie maker.
It seems that she should take their spot in this contest.
What does she?
And Wilhard bows his head and is like, right away. Guards, go get Oda. Bring her to the fighting resting area. And then he gestures at the three of you. You lose his voice because after this man starts talking, the crowd erupts in applause at the fact that they're not going to be gypped out of a fight. And you see him gesturing for you guys to wait in the fighting rest area.
Okay.
I'm assuming you guys are going to walk back there, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get my stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to just leave you here and just say you're over there, since you know what it looks like anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
You walk into the area. The guard shuts the gate behind you.
Guards.
Reichardt is now sleeping on one of the cots. Well, he's resting for his match. Yeah. Are you guys going to do anything in the immediate time?
Yep. I'm going to lean over and talk to Errol. I'm going to place my hand on his shoulder and be like, "Lord Errol, this is the call from Ulrich. You must fight this battle. If it is only one, you must represent our warrior king."
So, did I hear him right? Am I fighting some woman who makes pies?
Da. But that does not matter, male or female. Once she steps in that ring, she is just an opponent who you must crush with your hands. You are future king. You must have no fear.
No, I'm going to have to disagree with you on this.
I can appreciate that.
He should not sully his hands having to fight a woman.
Stop it. If a woman steps into fight, she must be treated like man. We do not denounce women in the north. They are as strong as they can be, and they fight like us. They fight with us for Ulrich.
But is there honor in fighting a non-combatant?
If she is to fight, then she is a combatant.
But if she is compelled to fight,
are you not compelled to fight?
I mean,
we're doing this for money.
I'm choosing to be here for the prospect of money.
And this is why you'd be a wise leader, Errol.
She's being punished. I mean,
then you, as the king, heavy is the head that wears the crown, and you must be the one who does the punishing. And you should not be left to the others. If the sentence is read down by you, you must do the punishing, and this is good practice.
After you say that, the flap to the rest area opens, and you see two guards escorting this halfling woman. she is in a baker's apron. She's kind of trudging her feet along, and she's just like, she's
kind of
this look.
No, I'm on the
like,
phone.
So she's like, dragging her feet along, and they got her, you know, like under their arms. And they're escorting her, and they push her through the gate out into the fighting pit. You see her, like, on her head, she's wearing like a pot as a makeshift helmet, and she just looks like wide-eyed terror and shock.
Where are you guys? I can't hear you.
I can hear you.
I can hear you. Fine. I can hear you.
I love that we're saying hello and he can't hear us. Like, if we just say hello, it's going to work. All of a sudden.
Say it enough times, he'll hear us.
Exactly. Then it will work. You guys, can you hear from... Yes.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
I'm on the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, we yes. can hear you.
Fuck.
Hello?
Hey, Brian.
Hi. Okay, so you hear from outside Will Hard again.
Demonstrate your skills, woman.
Oh, there you are.
There you are.
All right, so what is she wearing?
She's wearing like a baker's apron. You can see it's got like, you know, flour and stuff on it. Mm-hmm. And on her head, she's got like a pot that she's turned upside down as like a makeshift helmet. And her face is actually, it's very well proportioned. She's actually quite beautiful.
Oh man, don't mess up that face.
Hit her in the face.
Yeah.
Make it quick.
And then you can hear the people from outside erupt in laughter.
They should not be laughing. This is a brave woman who comes to fight. She deserves honor. We're out there with her, right?
You are in the rest area currently.
Oh, okay. So we're not.
I mean, you could look through the bars, I guess, if you want.
How tall is she, Steve?
She's like almost 4 foot.
Wow, she's a giant.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like 3'7", something like that.
And she's in the ring with us already?
No, we're in the
ring. We're not in the ring.
Oh, okay.
We're just
watching. You do not follow along very well, Don.
No. I'm tired and old.
You're in the rest area right now. She's on the ring, and they asked her to perform her demonstration.
Oh, okay. What does she do?
So you see, are you going over to watch her?
Yeah.
All right. So anyone who has the evaluate skill can make a very easy evaluate check. But so you see her, she pulls out this knife, and it's literally like a butter knife.
Oh boy.
And she's like trying to make these feints and stabs. She loses her footing, falls on her ass, her heels go up, and again the crowd erupts into laughter. She tries to roll over, but it takes her like way too long to get up. She tries to like jump up at the end, but it's like no one's buying it. And she just looks very inadequate.
I retract my statement, Errol. This would be a disgrace to fight her. She is no fighter.
Maybe she's beating you.
Oh, touche. That is true. Then you must fight her.
I go to Errol and I say, if you like, Master Errol, so you not need to sully your hands, I can deal with it for you.
No. No, I've got it.
What would you have us do?
Well, we need to see what the rules of the match are going to be anyway, but we can't fight this woman.
Why don't we just pin her to the ground? Like in... Steve, is there like an equivalent of like wrestling?
Yeah, grappling. You can do grapples.
Okay. Why don't we just grapple her to the ground until she surrenders to us?
I mean...
Duh. I did not know she was happening. She's not a human.
We can just appeal to the crowd. I mean,
no,
it wouldn't be a fight if we were to fight her. I mean, what if we fight each other instead?
You want to fight me?
No, of course I don't, but if it would spare this poor woman.
Perhaps there might be someone in the crowd who would join her.
Perhaps she could name like a champion or something.
Perhaps we should offer that.
She's already been humiliated. I feel like she's been punished enough.
There's no need to humiliate an opponent in a fight. A fight is pure and natural. This is unnatural to laugh at her. None of these men in the crowd would jump in the ring with us, and yet she is here. Despite it's her punishment, she is brave enough to show up. And we need to rectify this situation.
So it's around this time that you hear the crowds subside a little bit, and you see her begin to walk back to the rest area, and then you hear Will Hard speak up again.
15 minutes! Get your bets in! 30-1, she survives! 60-1, she wins!
And then the gates open, and she kind of walks in, doesn't say anything, and kind of sits over in the corner on like a bench stool. And you notice that she just starts like sobbing into her hands.
I say to Errol, if you like, Master Errol, perhaps we could just put her in headlock until she passes out, and then that'll be enough for the fight.
While he's whispering to Errol, I would like to walk over to her. You can keep that interaction, but I just want this to happen while they're talking to each other.
Sure.
So, what we know of the rules of the fight, we get paid a percentage of the total bets if we win?
You get 5% of the pot if you win.
Are fighters allowed to bet?
Your fighters themselves are not. That would be illegal.
Immoral.
Okay, so I can't sneak out and place a big bet on her.
Yeah, just lay down.
I'm sure you could find some illicit, you know, underhanded loan shark, but the official betting at the Tin Spur you cannot participate in.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I mean, it's 60-1 if she wins.
Yeah, but you go into an illegal loan shark? What's a... You think they're going to pay when they find out that you threw the fight?
Okay.
I mean, you do what you do. That's out of character and meta, so don't listen to me.
Don't listen to him. Listen to the voices in your head, what they tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, you can come in.
WWC, what would Chaos do?
Murder everyone.
Those initials are also what would Campion do?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. He is the epitome of chaos.
Isn't he, though?
He so is.
All right. So the hand-to-hand fight starts, and I just blunderbuss her to the face.
Oh, you're not entertained.
So, Ivan, what are you doing when you walk up to her? She's sobbing into her hands. She doesn't actually notice you approach.
She's sitting on a bench?
Yeah.
All right, I am going to kneel down in front of her, and I'm going to place my hand on her shoulder. Okay. Does she react or move or anything?
She looks up, and you can see, like, her eyes are welled with tears, and it's just streaming down her face. And she just kind of looks at you in just, like, disbelief that she can't believe this is happening.
Do not worry about these fights. These are... You will be protected by Ulrich. This is just for the show. And you have shown honor by going outside. We will figure something out.
What? What could we possibly figure out?
Do you know anyone who could fight in your stead?
No, I don't think so. I just wanted to make the pies.
I know, but you gave them the runs.
But this always happens to me. I try something, it doesn't work, I get in trouble. You saw him. You saw how angry he was. I don't think he's just going to let me walk away.
No.
And she puts her hand, like, on your arm that's on her.
She's like, I'm not mad at you. I know it's not your fault. You didn't mean to do this. This is my fault.
Well, yeah, it wasn't us, but you showed honor and bravery going out there. But the odds are too stacked against you. I could crush you with just a finger. But that will not happen. I've seen enough of your bravery going out there, and we will do what we can to stop the fight or alter it so it is fair.
Well, I pray you're right, but I also don't want you to be... in the center of this man's wrath.
Whose wrath?
The noble up top. I don't know his name.
The one that just made her fight?
Yeah.
Is he the one that runs the fights, or he's just a rich dude who's kind of a dickhead?
You can tell he's a noble, but you guys don't know anything else about him.
Hmm.
Or at the very least, he's dressed like a noble.
Ding, ding, ding. All right. Fuck, I had a good thing in my brain. Now I lost it.
So we're in like a pit, right?
What'd you say, Brett?
We're in like a pit, right?
Well, right now you're back in the rest area. That little area room. With the shrine. Yeah, locker room.
Gotcha.
See, by the strength of Ulrich, we will not let anything happen to you.
I hope you're right. I really do.
I'll walk up to her and say, we could make it easy for you. One of us could,
how?
One of us could just put you in a sleeper hold until you pass out. Well, not
would that work?
I suppose it would. You don't like you have anything special to kind of stop it, do you?
I mean, no. To be truth be told, I've never been in a fight.
But look at our friend here.
Can I have that rag of yours, please?
Huh?
Can I have that rag, please?
She points to like a rag that's in Snorri's, like hanging off his pocket or something.
Sure, I give her the tissue thing that's hanging off my pocket.
She lets out a fucking huge snot-filled fucking blow. Thank you so much. And she tries to give it back. It's like soaked in mucus.
You can keep it.
Okay, I'll keep it.
That's right, dear. If you'd like, one of us could just put you in a headlock until you pass out, and then we'll take it from there. It's not worth
killing. I'll do my best to. I'll have to fight you to make it look. You know, I
you
don't
do
want
have
to be
to
in
fight.
Trouble. But
you
I'll be
fight
honest.
Future king.
You guys can pretty much do whatever you want. I'm not going to be able to stop him.
Well, I kind of looked at everyone else. I suppose if the four of us just kind of put them down easy, it wouldn't be hard to believe that we'd be able to overpower such a small person.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What do you think, Errol?
It doesn't feel right.
Perhaps. I believe, I don't remember who said this. Was it Brett or whatever, but... Perhaps we shall replace her, one of us, volunteer as tribute to fight in her stead. We're not fighting to the death, so a loss is just a loss. It does not mean much. And honor is more important than these silly winnings. I will fight for her.
After you say this, the curtain flies back to the rest area, and in walks Sergeant Rudy Clump and Clug.
Oh, fucking I, he's like, you blot are a fucking miracle. Errol, come here.
Huh.
Why?
A miracle?
Errol walks over to him.
All right, did you hear them fucking odds? 60 to fucking one, son. 60 to fucking one. This is what you're going to do. Listen to me. Listen to me. He
gives you a wide, crooked smile. You can see like all his teeth are missing and yellowed.
I'll go up there. I'll place some bets. All you guys gotta do, make it look fucking real. Make it look good. Say in the fourth round you go down, all four of you, bang, we're fucking rich. I'll split it with you 50-50.
I'm sorry, Clip and Clop, but it would be impossible for such a small creature to feasibly beat all four of us.
Look at him! He's a small creature. He's fucking strong as 10 men. He points to Snorri.
He's a dwarf. She's a halfling. There's a difference.
Dwarfs That's racist.
It's not racist if it's true.
Right. There have been many tales of halfling warriors. Aye. How about fucking Samwise Gamgee, huh? Going all the way to Mordor.
Who the fuck is that?
Samwise. He's a living legend among the halflings.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's still alive.
Listen, guys. I am not asking you for much here. I got 100 gold here, right? Who here's good at math?
Has a what?
Okay.
Who here is good at math?
Oh, okay.
Is that a skill?
No, I mean, it's up to you for roleplay. There is a skill called supernumerate where you just are awesome at math, but you guys can decide on your own if you're good at math or not.
Well, that would be 6,000 gold, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you could do a lot with 6,000 gold. Don't be fucking stupid.
Well, here's the thing. You really expect the crowd to believe that this baker, who has no fighting experience, will be able to take down four seasoned warriors?
How the fuck do they know? For all they know, she was giving them no rope-a-dope in the beginning.
Duh.
Never seen her fight.
Alright. They did see the, what's it? The demonstration.
Yeah, that's what he meant. He's like, she could have been faking it.
I think I should just point out that we're already... whoa, what's that?
I go up to... What's the? Did we ask the halfling her name?
No, but you did hear them say it. Her name was Oda Stumbletoe.
Oda, I go up to Oda and I put my hand up. I say, Oda, I want you to punch my hand as hard as you possibly can. Right now.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me just pull up my character sheet.
Right, take your time. I understand how important things are.
Let me see. How do, if I remember right, I got to target you, right? No.
Yep.
Target.
Yeah, yeah. You target a Sonori and then you click on attack or melee.
Guys, this is fun to play when we're not getting interrupted by other people.
Joe. So you have to oppose this test, Snorri, but she's failing already.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
So what am I doing? Just a basic melee?
Yeah, yeah. You can oppose it with anything that's applicable.
Can you choose to fail?
You can choose to fail, but in that case, it's an automatic success.
Am I doing an average roll or challenging?
It's challenging.
Okay.
Combat's just straight challenging. Yeah, so it doesn't do anything. Like, it's up to you how you react, but it's like a nothing.
Stop it.
Awesome. Okay. So I look back at the guy, and I look to Aura, and I said, Aura, that was as hard as you could throw a punch. Is that right? I look back to the guy, and I say, you think, with all of that strength that she does not have, that she could possibly sell, that she could take out the four of us, one of who is almost 7 feet tall?
Listen, I don't care what she can and can't do. You guys are good fighters. You make it look good, huh?
I'm a fighter, I'm not an actor.
Yeah. Ivan,
you guys, Snorri, Errol, talk some sense into these fools. You want to be broke the rest of your life?
All right.
Do we have an idea how long until we're about to get called out to fight?
As of now, so you're almost time. Like, there's maybe like 2 to 3 minutes left.
No time to choreograph, Ian.
I have an idea.
Go on.
What if, when we get out there, I declare that I'm going to fight on her side?
Go on.
To defend her. Because it's wrong to fight her in a 4-on-1 situation. And then the two of us, we can pretend take out the three of you, and then I'll concede to her or something. Maybe.
Rudy just shakes his head.
You guys are fucking hopeless.
And he walks out of the rest area.
Bye, Rudy.
I mean, you can always just bet on her surviving. I mean, that's 30-1, but yeah. She doesn't want to hear it.
Right.
I'll say, not for nothing, friends, but we're already in trouble. We got to do the watch thing as penance. Do we really want to take the chance that we get caught trying to fix a fight?
You've been good point, Jasper.
I agree with Jasper.
But I will say I like Errol's idea, especially if we do want to get him to be king if he steps up to defend this Oda's honor. Oda, are you well liked around the town? What did you do wrong?
Well, I mean, am I well liked? I well like me, yes. But others,
strange question.
They say I'm too clumsy. I kind of always get in trouble. I don't have many friends.
Oh, clumsy, huh? Perhaps her clumsiness can cause us to take each other out in the fight.
I don't think that's how it works. I try so hard to be good, but everything I do, it fails. I thought maybe I could make these pies, but apparently they're no good.
Well, then the men that are sick have weak stomachs. It's not your fault.
Well, you still paint a pathetic enough picture that Errol stepping up to defend your honor would look good for all the people watching.
Well, thank you.
She says thank you, but you can tell that she's hurt that you just called her pathetic to her face.
I'll put my hand on her shoulder and I'll say, "No problem, my child. Verena, bless you."
No, thank you so much.
It's around this time you hear from outside Wilhard call you all out, and the guard opens.
All right, good luck, everyone.
Oda kind of sniffles and she gets up with a big sigh, walks out with her pot helmet and her little butter knife.
There are no weapons, woman. Leave the knife.
They told me I could have one because I did not agree.
Ah, then there's the equalizer. We should have asked her that before.
And she walks out onto the sands. And you can hear the crowd.
Boo! You should have fucking been in that pie, you stupid bitch!
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, whoa!
The crowd is pretty riled up, as if she's the villain of some great story.
Is it a great story?
I don't think this is.
What? What story?
This story.
This is the story.
This is the story. What are you guys going to do?
Did we get called out?
With a bat.
You all got called out, yes.
We head out.
Are you guys taking all your weapons out with you?
Yeah, I'm taking my weapon. I'm not going to draw it.
Okay.
I will say to Errol, if they will not allow you to fight with her, I'll take her down easy and put her in a chokehold until she passes out. If you guys wouldn't mind just taking the knife from her when I do it. Although I'll try to be as gentle as possible.
She's not, in this specific instance, you guys aren't close enough to say that. Unless you're like yelling it across the sands.
No, he's saying it to us.
Yeah, I'm saying it to them.
Oh, okay.
If she was in earshot, I would have said it to her, but she's not, so I don't care.
Yeah. So Wilhard speaks up.
What the hell did I say? You four agreed. No weapons.
Da, but there's no place for us to keep them safely in there.
It's a guarded area that only a select few are allowed in.
Errol will put his weapons in the guarded area.
I did not realize it was a guarded area, so I will do that.
I didn't know it was guarded either. My bad.
There's literally a garden, and you can only come in if you have a pin.
Okay, well then I'll go put my flail at the foot of the Ulrich statue.
Okay. Jasper, are you doing the same?
I mean, all I got is like a dagger, so yeah, I would have put my dagger in there. All I got is a dagger. Let me double check. Oh, wait, no, I got a hand weapon, too. I put those down.
All right, so you guys have no weapons. Where are you guys going to stand? Put yourself where you want to start. Somewhere not super close to Oda.
Are they still laughing and jeering?
Our
little friend?
Absolutely.
Put it where I want to go.
Zoom out.
For me, it's my mouse wheel.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'm going to stand up and be like, "You all laugh at this woman, but she is brave enough to combat us. None of you would come out of your seats to fight us. So hold that laughter, or come and face me."
Ooh. That was kind of sexy, Brett.
Why don't you make a...
That wasn't Brett.
Yeah, I'm Brett.
Why don't you make a challenging intimidate check?
Damn it, shut up, Kevin.
Huh.
Sorry, it's making my computer really slow whenever I get a Facebook message. And I don't know how to turn that off.
You could mute that chat, I think.
Probably gonna have to. Damn it! Alright, and it didn't work.
Oh, and you used a fortune point?
Yep.
Dark deal.
So they,
dark deal.
They, you can take a dark deal.
Nope.
So they.
It's the only way we've succeeded tonight.
That's true. I took a dark deal to try and heal Don for one wound.
Boy,
it did work.
You healed him for six.
So you guys.
It's going to come in handy when Don gets stabbed with that butter knife.
Yeah, probably.
So the crowd kind of looks confused, and then they just all erupt, and they're like, Stumbletoe, gonna lose her head as well. And then Willhard comes. He looks over to the gentleman up in the top row, and then his hands go out towards the center of the ring. Fight! And the crowd erupts. And
oh, shit.
Into initiative. So,
I was going to, like, before then and say, like,
you wanted to do something beforehand? You probably have a time to say, like, something quick.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to nudge Errol, and I was going to say, Errol, are you going to do the thing you suggested? Oh, rolling initiative.
Yeah, you can. I'm just getting everything set up.
Yeah, well, all right, if you say that, Errol's like, yeah, I will.
How do we do this?
How do I do initiative rolls again?
I already did it.
Oh, okay.
It's a set. It's just your set thing. I'm trying to remember how to pop this out.
Pop that. There you go. Miss.
So Errol, are you doing something before you guys actually, before he says fight?
Yeah, Errol's gonna step out in front of everyone in between the two groups. And he's gonna kind of hold his hands up. Kind of being a little extra showy about it, too. He's gonna be like, wait! My honor will not allow me to fight this woman or allow her to fight alone. If none of you cowards will fight beside her, I will. And he's gonna walk over and stand next to her, facing the group.
Make a leadership test.
Ooh,
going to be it's going to be very it's going to be very hard, minus 30.
Oh shit.
Are you re-rolling that? Are you dark dealing that?
No.
So, before he said fight, Willhard goes, preposterous! Odds have already been made and money collected! And then this is when he throws his hand out and says, fight! And now combat will begin.
Ah!
No, Snorri.
Oh, come
on. And Errol, I'm going to say that you were, like, here.
Okay.
How's that? So you're not right next to her. And Jasper, you're up first. So, in case you guys forgot, you have two. You can use a move and an action on combat.
I 100% forgot.
Yeah.
And she is standing there with her arms out, like in a very shitty fighter stance.
Betty CT5 this time 25, so 22.
Alright. Oh,
we can't talk on our not initiative, right?
No, you can't. And because she's smaller than all of you, she needs to make a fear test to see if she is scared, which I'm sure she's
She's gonna be so brave right now and charge right at us.
Stunning and brave, man.
Stunning and brave.
Brave and stunning.
What is... Can someone look up real quick for me? What is your cool based off of? I think that's willpower.
Cool is based on willpower.
Okay.
Give me some more.
Guys, Ben's a bunch of TikToks.
What?
Oh, she succeeded. So she is actually not scared. So she does not.
Good. Good.
All good right. For her. Go ahead, Jasper.
I'm going to do a blessing of fortune on Errol.
Okay. So go ahead and roll. I don't think you didn't roll it yet, right?
No.
Okay, so go ahead and roll your pray test.
What
the fuck is that?
Oh, shit.
Wow. Nice. Shit. Granted. So they have.
That's the first time Brett's done that he's actually succeeded.
Yeah. What does that do again?
He has no idea because it's never worked.
Your target's failed test may be rerolled. The reroll will stand.
Oh, they can reroll a failed test? That's awesome.
For free?
Yeah.
All right, so you can reroll Errol your next. So it lasts for 6 rounds.
I think I just clicked target. Or no?
You're good. That's you succeeded on your test. There's no. It's not opposed or anything.
Okay. Oops. I don't know. I clicked target and it boosted up to 2, but I didn't want to do that.
Oh.
So Errol just
Because you know what? It probably. You might be able to.
Oh, give it to me. Because I'm going to make her pass out.
I wonder if you can actually click. I don't know. There's probably a way to like actually make it so in-game you can use that, but it's pretty easy to just remember that. Are you going to move?
I'm going to stay where I am.
Okay. So you kind of make these sounds, and then you see like these trumpets begin to start blaring off in the top.
You use another word aside from trumpets that kind of triggers me.
Horns.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What?
Go ahead, Errol. I'm sorry, if you're not going to move, Jasper.
No, I'm not.
Then, Errol, it's your turn.
Ah, boy. Errol's gonna move over next to her.
Okay.
He should be like, I'm so sorry about this. And then take a swing at her.
Okay.
What?
She's going to attempt to dodge. Because
she just takes his fist and like twists his arm around.
Yeah, right.
She counterattacks.
Let me pull this up real quick because she's considered small, so she's considered one size below you. Yeah, so you do if you hit Errol, you have the damaging quality if you hit, and you double your damage if you hit.
Jesus.
Great.
And she's great going to attempt to dodge it.
Dodge.
You won. She rolled a 90 on her dodge test.
Oh no.
Did you just kill her?
Kill her?
This is definitely
So okay.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, it is...
I hit her in the arm.
Oh my god. He
gave her a really bad dead arm.
Huh. Yeah, well, she has obviously, unsurprising to all of you, no armor on. So what is your...
You said she got a pot on her head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not armor.
Could be, though.
I mean, it is not. Okay, so if you want... You can either use your units die, which would be 1, or you can use the SL's 6 for damage.
How does
that's what damaging means?
How does like wanting to do non-lethal damage work in Warhammer?
Basically, if you want to do non-lethal damage, you wouldn't do any crits.
Would I have had to declare that before I attacked?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. I'll do one damage then.
Okay. So, and then so what is your strength bonus? Because I think it's just plus your what you call it?
Two.
Two. So you would do three. But it's doubled because you're a size 12, so you do 6 damage.
I do six either way.
You still there, bro.
Well, no, if you picked 6, that would have been
12.
18.
Oh my god.
I kind of wish I had picked it, so it's just Errol running up, hitting her in the arm, and then just a pile of gore. Yeah.
It is subtracted by her toughness, so she doesn't take the whole 6.
What's her
and you gain 1 point of advantage.
After I hit her, I'm like, oh god, I'm so sorry.
Mom.
Master Errol.
That's my cooking arm.
That's my pie flipping arm.
You don't flip pie.
Well, maybe that's why they're so bad.
Oh, fair enough.
Alright. Are you gonna... So you use your move and your action already, right? So you're done?
Yep.
Alright. Ivan, it is your turn.
Did I disrobe yet?
You didn't... Well... Alright, so I'll leave that up to you, because you took your shirt off for the demonstration. Did you put it back on?
Duh.
Alright, so then you are completely clothed.
So I'm going to walk within arm's distance of her, kind of like showboating a little bit, like flexing as I slowly take off my shirt.
Okay.
And fold it as I'm walking. And
so if you want to disrobe like this, it will be an action.
And being taking my clothes off is my action. That'll be my turn.
Okay. Very smart. So you take your clothes off as an action.
Did I lose you guys? Son of a bitch.
I heard you. I hear you.
We can hear you. I think you're having a problem hearing us.
Did I lose you guys again? Motherfuckers.
Yes, you did.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, there you are. Why is this fucking... I hate this fucking Discord. Alright, did you hear what I said at all?
Yeah, so go ahead. Move your character so you take use your action to take your clothes off.
Yep. Where am I? Where is she?
Oh, she's right next to Errol. Alright, so you've used your action, so you're done. Are you completely naked? Fantastic. Ooh.
Is it my turn?
No. Damn. Somehow, your initiative is lower than Oda's.
Of course it is.
So Oda is going to turn. She goes, I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean to strike a king. And she's going to lash out with her butter knife at Errol.
Someone touch my butt.
She rolled an 89.
And Errol also has advantage.
He has one, about to get two. Yeah, so you like swat her butter knife out. Like, you're just like, come on now. But you do gain an advantage for that. And that's her turn. Snorri, it is your turn.
Okay, so I completely forget about the mechanics of all this. But I have...
Right, what do you need to know?
I have two talents that I think would come in very handy here. When I launch attacks with Grim Determination, I add your level of resolute to my strength bonus when I charge.
So your strength counts as one higher, basically, when you're charging. Charging, remember, you have to move in a straight line equal to your
walking distance, which is 6 yards, which would be 3 squares.
That is 3.
So, okay, so you're charging into her.
Well,
so you...
this is what I want to ask. I have also strike and stun. You know where to hit an opponent to bring him down fast. You ignore the called shot penalty to strike the head hit location when using melee weapon with the pummel quality.
Further, your fist is not a melee weapon.
Further, you count all improvised weapons as having pummel quality.
You don't have any weapon, you just have your fists.
Okay, so I can't use strike to stun?
Correct.
Okay.
But, I mean, you could, an improvised weapon could be, you know, like a bar stool or whatnot. Blah, blah, blah.
A booger scarf?
I don't think so. It's got to at least be hard.
Okay, well then my other question, I guess, would be resolute. Could I use this quality to try to do what I said I was going to do and like kind of make her tap out, so to speak?
What?
I want to put her into a headlock.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me read verbatim how grappling works, because we have not done that yet.
Okay.
Nah, dog, we have not.
That's unfortunate. The strike to stun would have been great here. But no weapon.
Go to sleep.
So instead of inflicting damage with an unarmed attack, which you would be doing, you can attempt to grapple and immobilize your opponent. Mm-hmm. You've got to declare this before rolling, like everything. If you win the opposed test, you and the opponent are grappling, and your opponent gains the entangled condition, which basically means you can't move. If you begin your turn grappling, you may break the grapple if you have higher advantage than your opponent, and do not count as being engaged for your move. Otherwise, you must take an opposed strength for your action, and if you win, you can do one of the following. You can deal damage using your strength. It's basically like to simulate you're like, you know, doing arm bars and whatnot. Or you can give your opponent an entangled condition or remove one from yourself. Yeah, so basically, if you want, you can just keep grappling her and keep giving her entangled conditions.
Do it.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, so you have one advantage for charging in, so why don't you do that first before you roll?
Oh, yeah. That's the top one, I just make it one, right?
Correct.
Okay, I think I did that.
So since you're not, your resolute doesn't actually matter for this because your strength isn't taken into account. Because you're just trying to, you're not actually doing damage this first turn.
So what am I rolling, the melee attack?
Yep, you're rolling a melee attack, just instead of doing damage, you would be grappling. You still have to win.
Okay. So it's challenging. Characteristic is weapon skill or
weapon skill.
Okay.
Or it should be the same as just melee.
Advantage is 1. Okay, cool. Yay.
All right, and she will attempt to dodge it. +0, so she loses.
Sweet.
So you can now, you're now both considered grappled.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone outside the grapple has a +20 bonus to hit the person who has the lowest advantage, and a +10 to hit the person with the higher advantage. Making it easier because you guys are kind of locked in together. And you give her the entangled condition.
Okay.
Which means, if you're entangled, on your turn you may not move. Any actions suffer -10. And she can't remove it until she beats you in an opposed strength test.
Okay. And my advantage went up by 1 now, right?
Yep, because you won a test.
Quite so sweet. So, I don't know how that... Okay, so I'll also say to her, "It'll be over soon, lass. Do not fight it.
She's struggling.
Yeah, I'm trying. And I'll say, it'll be easier if you do not resist. I'm trying to get her to pass out, but I'm also not using like my full strength because I don't want to hurt her.
Sure. Well, you don't do damage on this first round. You're both considered grappled, and you gave her a condition.
Okay. Cool.
So your turn would be done. Mm-hmm. I need everyone, please, to make a challenging perception check.
Oh no, something's happening.
Oh yeah.
1A.
Ooh, marginal success.
Challenging perception.
Impressive success.
Whoa, what the fuck's going on?
Wait, did you say challenging?
Yes.
Yeah. Plus zero.
Steve, you have to turn on the dice rug, dice rigging.
He forgot to click it.
I gotta change it real quick. Hold on.
Hold on, you count. Your rolls don't count, guys.
Yeah. Alright, so you guys kinda look. You don't look, but you can tell from over your shoulders in the direction of where the dog kennel is. You can hear them begin to start barking ferociously for whatever reason.
Uh-oh.
And you can hear something else coming from the cage.
Are they happy barks?
They are not happy barks.
Uh-oh. Release the hounds!
And Jasper, it is your turn. We are top of round two.
Alright, I'll walk up and I could just do prayers as much as I want, right? There's no like
there's something if you're doing like trivial prayers, but those are things like Marina, help me tie my shoes.
Right. Okay.
What's wrong with your shoes, Brett?
All right, I'll just walk up and I'll try to make like a half-assed swing at Oda.
Okay.
Steve, she is in a headlock right now, right?
You have her grappled, yeah. So, Brett, you have a plus 20 to hit her.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Right.
So are you trying to do non-lethal damage, Brett, or no?
Well, I'm not trying to do lethal damage.
You have to state it.
You have to state you're doing non-lethal damage.
And this is Steve, remember. He's not lenient.
All right. No,
in this game, the only thing, when you say non-lethal damage, all that means is that you're not going to do a crit.
You can still kill somebody. Kill her? Oh, shit.
You can still kill. Well, I mean, I guess you can't. So you can keep her at zero. So if you're not doing crits, you can keep her at zero until she passes out, but it'll take a couple rounds, but you won't be doing critical hits, which is how you die. So technically, yeah, you can't kill her.
Okay.
Eventually, she'll go unconscious.
Wait, let me target her. Yeah. Okay. I got a plus 20.
Ooh.
Fumble.
Well, she is going to agility test, but she has a minus 10 because she's grappled. So I'll just make that difficult. It's the same thing. So you still won.
Nice.
You deal 11 damage.
Jesus.
No. Is that right? Holy shit.
How? She did.
Wait. Minus 2 is 0. Oh, because, well, what's your strength bonus?
Where is that? Skills?
2.
I mean?
Oh, so 2. Yeah, so it's not 11. I don't know why I did 11. So you do have the damaging because she's smaller than you. So you can take either the 2 or the 7.
I'll do the 2.
Okay, so it's doubled because she's smaller than you, so you do 4 damage. I don't know why it's saying 11.
Is it using, like, I thought I clicked unarmed, but maybe it did my hand weapon? I don't know.
But so you do 4 damage. You kind of bonk her on the head, reduced by her toughness.
Yep.
And you gain an advantage.
Ooh, okay. Do I add that myself?
Yes. You can. If you right-click in the bar on top, that is the blue box, that's a 0. Just change that. That's your advantage tracker.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right, that's my turn.
Okay. Errol.
So, where are the dog kennels in relation to where we entered the ring?
Alright, so if you look straight above Oda, to the north, where that gate right there, yep, by that guard, that's where you came in from. Do you see where my cursor is?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you follow my cursor now, okay, over here, this is the area where you hear the barking emanating from.
Got it. Errol, and I can't look through there, right? It's like a closed off gate.
It is, no, they're bars. But you're a little bit far away. You have to get a little bit closer, which you can if you want. Since you're so you're considered engaged because you guys were attacking each other.
Right.
So if you unengage and move, you'll be able to look through the bars.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Okay. So you can disengage with by spending an advantage to walk away without penalty.
And then what is it? I can move my run distance in one round?
Correct. So you just lose one advantage for going away, so that way she doesn't strike you.
Yeah. If I move 8 yards, so I end up right here, can I see anything better, or do I need to move the full movement?
You can make a perception check from here if you want. It'll be the difficulty will be easier if you move closer. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'll move closer. Yeah, I'll move the full distance.
Okay, so then why don't you make an average perception check then, since you went the full distance.
Okay, so I'll be right there.
This is not a combat roll, so your advantage does not count towards it. I don't know if it's going to add that in or not, but
I'll check on the skill screen if it's doing it.
Perception.
Yeah, it's saying the average is there. Can I take that out? No, I can't. So then I would just do a negative 10 against it, right?
Average is plus 20.
Right, but to try and offset the advantage.
Oh, how many do you have?
I have one now. So it's adding plus 10 to it.
Okay, so then you just do plus 10 and you'd be the same. Because average is plus 20.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to let me modify it. Ooh, success bonus. Negative 10. Let's see if that works.
So you make it. So you can see in there are the dogs on the sides of this little area are against their cage or barking at two figures in the center. So there's like a cage on the left, a cage on the right. Both are filled with dogs. They're barking, and there's two people, two figures in the center, and they're fighting. They're locked in combat against each other. They're both wearing cloaks. You notice one is all laid in black, and the other one is a dark brown full-length cloak, and the only thing that's showing is his bare feet. And he's considerably shorter, around a little bit taller than Snorri. And the other one seems to be the one in all black is a full length male
and size. Are they fighting with weapons? Are they fist fighting?
They are fighting with weapons. The one that has his feet exposed, the slightly shorter one in the dark brown cloak, is fighting with a wooden staff. And the other one actually has a pistol crossbow out.
Is there a guard near the gate?
No.
Okay. Am I able to shout? Or is my turn pretty much done?
You can shout, yeah. It won't have a mechanical benefit, but you can shout.
Okay. There's two people fighting in the dog kennel. He's got a crossbow. That's my turn.
Okay, that's your turn. I'll let the crowd and stuff is too raunchous in applause to hear it. I'll leave it up to the rest of the PCs if they decide if they heard it or not.
What did I would have been watching Errol intently, so I think I would have heard that.
You're losing concentration then.
It is Ivan's turn. Regardless.
What did Errol say?
That there are two people fighting in the kennels, and one of them has a crossbow.
Oh. Can I roll to see if I heard it? Because I don't want to make a decision, because I feel like that's meta.
Yeah, that's fine.
What do I roll?
Be a perception. It'd probably be difficult, since you're kind of focused on the fight.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Outstanding, Claudio.
I'm going to say Snorri would have heard that, because he would have been paying attention.
Sure, that's fine.
I'd probably say I noticed Errol was like looking at something, but I didn't hear exactly what he said.
Okay.
Let's see, what do I do? So Don, you're having like a headlock, like a chokehold? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I don't want to hit her. But wait, what would Ivan do?
Would you take the knife away from her?
Oh, does she have it in her hand?
Yeah, she does.
Okay, I would like to disarm her.
Do you have the disarm trait?
Hold on.
Or talent, I should say.
Talent.
Do you?
Spoiler alert, you do not.
I do not. But I'm resistant to being stabbed.
That's good.
Yes, you are. Which you have to remember that.
Do I have the disarm trait?
No.
It's a fighter thing. I doubt you have it.
Nah, I don't.
Disarm's actually pretty cool. So you're able to disarm an opponent with a careful flick of the wrist, blah, blah, blah. For your action, you attempt an opposed melee test. If you win, then your opponent loses a held weapon, which flies 1d10 feet in a random direction. It's a pretty cool talent.
Okay, then I would like to try to grab and hold her arm that is holding said knife.
Sure. So you make another melee check, just like Dawn. She's going to oppose it.
It was basic, correct?
No, it's not. It's just straight melee. And so for you,
I don't have melee. Regular melee.
Yeah, so it's just weapon skill then. Which would be on your main page.
Oh. Weapon skill. Donde?
And you have a plus 20 to hit her because she's already grappled.
I'm fucking confused. It's on the main page?
Yeah. Double click your character sheet.
Yeah, I'm on
main.
Yes.
WS, weapon skill.
Oh.
Click on where it says current 42.
And what's my challenging? Plus 20?
Well, it's plus 20, so you can make it average. You have plus 20 because she's being grappled. And she has a minus 10 because she's being grappled. Yeah, so you win.
Okay.
So you want to give her another entangled condition?
Yeah, but I have her arm that's holding the knife.
Okay. So she's got another entangled condition. You get an advantage.
Hey.
And you guys are, like, just holding her.
She's probably so turned on right now.
I think she's pretty terrified.
Okay.
Don't forget to give yourself an advantage.
I'm trying to remember.
Right click.
Yeah.
Blue bar on top. Uh-huh. Change it to.
Okay.
Okay. Oda goes. So she's going to attempt to break free of her grapple from Ivan.
From who?
from you. So she's going to make a opposed strength check. So you're rolling your strength. And I have minus 20 because I have two entangles.
Okay. Strength. And I have a plus.
You can.
And I have 20.
You have.
Average.
You have plus 20, yeah, because she's still grappled.
Oof.
Okay. She does not break free. You gain another advantage. Snorri.
What's up? All right, so I basically want to just try to apply pressure so she starts to, like, pass out.
Okay, so you would be rolling a opposed strength check.
So
you will be doing damage, though. There's no way around it.
So don't kill her. Don't kill her.
Well, then I'm declaring that I want this to be non-lethal.
Okay, so no crits.
Okay. So what do you need me to roll in?
So, a strength check. She's going to oppose. You have higher advantage. Actually, you guys don't get it. You're grappled, so you don't get the extra plus 20, which you're not going to need anyway. So, yeah, so just oppose strength checks.
Where's... That's under main, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Is that that's the S, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Challenging.
60.
Yeah. So you win. All right. So what's your strength bonus?
Sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Three, right? Because my strength is 38, so three.
Correct. So it's three. You have a difference of 10 SLs. So 13, you double that because you're a size bigger, so you do 26 points of damage.
Is she dead yet?
She is at zero wounds, so she falls prone, but she does not suffer a crit because you declared that you weren't doing a crit, mm-hmm. And you get a advantage.
Neato.
Okay. So,
oh my god, damn, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I have it. I'm not even paying attention to it. So, you guys have, since you're not doing crits, she will fall unconscious unless she is healed within her toughness bonus rounds. So whatever her toughness bonus rounds is, once that goes away, she's going to fall unconscious.
Okay.
And I'm assuming you're done.
I'm now, like, kind of keyed in on what Errol's doing, and I'm just making sure I'm loosening my grip. I still have it on her. I just want to make sure she goes to sleep.
Okay. All right.
Let's do this.
Why doesn't Errol... Why don't you make another average perception check? Actually, since you're looking, I'll make it easy. So you see the one in the brown cloak. He swings his staff aimed at the other person's head, who deftly ducks, rolls out of the way, and as he spins around, shoots a crossbow bolt right into the opening of the hood. And the other figure flies back, slumps against the cage. And then the figure with the pistol crossbow slowly gets up. And you see him start rummaging around in his pockets. And it is Jasper's turn.
All right, so I see Oda fall unconscious.
So see, no, she's at zero wounds, and how this system works, she won't fall unconscious until her toughness bonus of rounds have passed. So if she has a toughness bonus of, say it was 20, for instance, yeah, which is impossible, but whatever. So say it was 9, then it would take 9 full rounds for her to fall
Jesus
unconscious.
Christ.
I just made up a number. I'm not giving you the real number.
Could you give us the real number so we know we can just say pass?
I'll tell you afterwards. I mean, you can just say pass anyway.
All right, so would hitting her more like make her go unconscious faster or not?
Well, no. See, normally when you hit someone at zero wounds, you do a critical hit.
Oh, but we're not trying to kill.
But you're not trying to kill her.
Disarm her at this point.
So as it normally works, when you're at zero wounds and you take damage past zero wounds, which would be any amount of damage, then you suffer a critical wound.
Okay.
And those are the most easy way to die. So once you have zero wounds, you have the unconscious condition, and you have more critical wounds than your toughness bonus, then you die at the end of the round. Which, once you start taking crits, is actually kind of easy to get there.
Alright. So I guess I just see Snorri choking her out, so I'll just stay there and I'll just like whisper a prayer, like not like anything that does anything, but whisper a prayer for Oda that she makes it out of this all right. And that'll be my turn.
Sure. Errol, what be you doing?
I'm going for the gate.
Okay. What are you going to attempt to do?
What kind of gate is it? Is it like a portcullis?
It is a portcullis. It slides up into like a recess in the wall. But you notice, like, you know from not only your gate that it's the same one as you walk through, that you know that its locking mechanism is on the inside. You get up, you see that it's got the same exact locking mechanism. So you can't unlock it from the interior of the pit.
I'm going to yell at the figure in the kennel area.
Okay, what are you going to yell?
You killed him. Like, who are you? What are you doing? Why'd you kill him?
Alright. I guess you're not really trying to charm him. Why don't you make a opposed leadership test? Just make it, because you can't target him right now, so just make the
challenging
check. Yeah, challenging. What happened? Why is it not rolling? I guess I gotta do it public. Okay. He is going to take a dark deal to re-roll it.
Did you just say an NPC took a dark deal?
Oh, you don't like when they can do that?
I didn't know that was a thing.
So he turns around to you and says,
I was only protecting my own life. Self-defense, you saw it.
I don't know what I saw. Can I get a good look at his face now that he's turned towards me?
You can. So you see he has one red eye and one brown eye. The brown is the left eye, the red is the right. He has a hood and he has that half mask that covers his nose and the bottom half of his face. Like a,
he's a mutant.
Oh, like a ninja, but yeah. And make a challenging perception test. Okay, so that's about...
Oh. I'm going to re-roll it.
Nice. Do you have any fortune left?
Yeah, I got two more after this.
Damn.
Okay. So you see that he's got kind of leather jerkin and leather leggings on underneath his cloak, and he's got this pistol crossbow in his right hand, and you notice in his left hand he's holding like a square bit of cloth. Got like it's royal blue in color, and you can't quite make out what's on the front.
Is it something I would have seen him take from the other person?
No.
Okay.
But to that effect, you did not see him take or not take anything from them. So.
Right.
And that's probably going to be your action.
Yep, that's fair. And I moved to get closer to the bars, so.
Okay. So we are on Ivan.
I'm just going to continue to hold her.
Okay, and not just waste your action just pretending, right?
Yep.
Okay. So Ivan and Jasper, you both are going to end up losing your advantage.
Okay.
One advantage. You lose one whenever you don't do anything. So
right.
It's at the end of the round, but I'm just telling you now.
Got it.
And we go to Oda, who is going to attempt to break free again. So she's going to try to break free from Errol. Pose strength test. Now she's prone and entangled. She has a minus 40. It's basically impossible for her to win.
Who's she breaking out from? You said Errol.
I'm sorry, Ivan, I meant. So it's basically impossible for her to win. But go ahead and roll your strength check. Unless you get a critical failure or an auto failure. Yeah, you're fine. So she's not able to break free. So that advantage that you lost, you gain right back, Ivan. And we go to Snorri.
The strike to stun would have been awesome here. Wait a minute, does someone have the knife?
No, unless you can... No one has the skills to disarm somebody.
Really?
Yeah. It's a specific talent.
What is it called? Disarm?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well... Yeah, okay, I guess I'm gonna just hold her in place. And just say to her, can I try to say, like, whisper in her ear, like, pretend you've passed out and this will be over sooner. So I'll say something to that effect. Pretend you've passed out and this will be all over now.
Make an opposed charm check. Yeah, this is just straight challenging. This won't be considered a combat role, so no advantage comes into play.
I have to take away my advantage then.
We'll just roll it. We can manually do it for you.
Sure. Oh, I'll use my fortune to re-roll that.
Okay.
How do I do that?
Right-click on the test itself.
Oh. Use a fortune point to re-roll. Great.
All right, and your charm skill is actually 22, so that's actually 6 degrees of failure.
Sweet.
And
can't she choose to just fail that?
No. You can see her face kind of scrunge up, like into like a face of defiance, almost as if she doesn't just want to cheat her way into the losing. She resists your idea.
Snorri kind of rolls his eyes at her and says, "You're making this harder on yourself." And then he just kind of holds her in place.
Okay.
That little interaction gave Ivan a semi-tub because this girl is very brave right now, and he likes that.
It is nice. You like me.
It is nice.
Okay, so Errol, you don't have to make a check because you're just looking through the bars. You see this guy pull out this strange green powder that glows this eerie light out of his pocket. He drops that piece of cloth that you saw in his hand onto that other figure that he killed. And then you see him slowly walk through the bars, and you notice now, as you're walking in, you see that there's 9 dogs. There's 4 on the what would be, from Errol's perspective, the left, and there's 5 on the right. And he throws a little bit of powder to each one. And all of a sudden, you see their forms begin to shift. Their skin ripples and crawls. A couple of them sprout tentacles from strange areas in their face. Others begin to froth and go mad. And then he unlocks and lifts the portcullis, unlocks their doors while they're chewing on this powder, and he runs out the door that's faced on the outside of the fighting pits.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, Power Word Nerd, it's been an exciting adventure tonight. And we're leaving you with a cliffhanger. What will happen to our intrepid heroes as they try to take down this horrible, monstrous woman in the epic battle that is taking place in the Tin Spur? Will the mutant dogs interfere, or will they aid our heroes? Find out next time on Power Word Nerd.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.